Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In 2012, Floyd Corkins walked into the Washington, D.C. offices of the Family Research Council with a 9mm Sig Sauer, intent on killing as many employees as possible. After shooting a security guard, he was wrestled to the ground and eventually arrested. His motivation, he claimed, was the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center listed the Family Research Council as a hate group, right up there with the KKK and neo-Nazis. Why? Because the FRC lobbies Congress for traditional family values from a Judeo-Christian perspective, the same exact thing that the Montana Family Foundation does at the Montana legislature. Over the years, the Southern Poverty Law Center has morphed from a small regional legal center fighting bigotry into a public relations powerhouse for the liberal left. They routinely attack legitimate conservative policy groups just for being conservative, and promoting Christian values such as traditional marriage will earn you a place on their hate map right alongside groups like the Ku Klux Klan. It's not only wrongheaded, it's dangerous, because it spawns incidents like the shooting at the Family Research Council. Recently, GuideStar, which bills itself as the world's largest source of information on nonprofits, began labeling certain charities as hate groups based on the Southern Poverty Law Center's recommendation. These include groups like the Family Research Council, the Alliance Defending Freedom, Liberty Council, and the American Family Association. As it turns out, GuideStar's president, Jacob Harold, is a liberal activist who is solidly pro-LGBT, pro-transgender, and a supporter of pro-abortion groups like NARAL Pro-Choice. He's using his position at GuideStar to scare off potential donors to conservative causes. Now, conservative groups are fighting back. Lawsuits have been filed against GuideStar for defamation. According to Liberty Council, in a lawsuit filed in federal district court in Virginia, GuideStar and its political ally, the Southern Poverty Law Center, are intent on destroying pro-family organizations. In the latest development, the Washington Free Beacon this week published an exposé that accused the Southern Poverty Law Center of paying exorbitant salaries to its top executives and transferring millions of dollars to offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands, the British Virgin Islands, and Bermuda. What began as a small nonprofit now rakes in $50 million a year and holds $328 million in net assets, according to their 2015 IRS Form 990. And what about their supposed legal work? According to their website, they have 75 lawyers on staff working on children's rights, economic justice, immigrant justice, and LGBT rights, yet they reported spending only $61,000 on legal services in 2015. Their top officers make $350,000 on average in base salary plus benefits, and in 2015, they reported spending $20 million total on salaries alone. All of this points to two powerful liberal groups working in concert to forward a liberal agenda by damaging and defaming conservative groups with legitimate public policy interests. Will the Montana Family Foundation be labeled a hate group? If GuideStar and the Southern Poverty Law Center have their way, it's just a matter of time. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.